Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 812 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and normally we talk to Gulf Breeze publisher Lisa Newell. At this time, we have Melanie Cormandy on the line. Of course, she is with the Gulf Breeze News, and she is joining us. Hey, Melanie, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. You guys have a story about the OBGYN doctor arrested for overprescribing pills, and, among other things, with other people, too, right?
Yes. So last year, her practice in Gulf Breeze was raided by the DEA and other agencies for suspicion of being a pill mill. Well, it sounds like that they've built a big enough case against her to where she was arrested with charges of murder, and she's bringing a lot of people down with her. There's about a dozen people that were also arrested with charges such as racketeering and trafficking and that sort of thing.
The other people that are involved in this, were they like employees? Were they customers? I was never quite clear what the relationship was. Do we know yet?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of these people were quote-unquote patients, and
okay.
They were receiving the prescriptions and then turning around and selling them.
I see. Okay. So, it was like what they say, racketeering, and the allegation is almost like a distribution network. Okay, I got it. City of Gulf Breeze, we talked to Sam Abel on Tuesday about this, has got some thoughts maybe about the Wellfield Protection Area and the Milton Wastewater Treatment Plant, right?
Yeah. So this is a very oversimplified version of what's going on. But basically, the city of Milton does dispose of their treated wastewater into the Blackwater River. It is their job to stop doing that. So they have acquired a few hundred acres of property in East Milton to create spray fields. Well, the wastewater was found to have high levels of PFAS materials, which are considered forever chemicals, which are highly dangerous for human consumption. So you might think, well, we're not consuming wastewater. The problem is that about 15%, about 30 acres of the spray fields are located over the county's Wellfield Protection Area, which supplies all of the drinking water to all of South Santa Rosa County. So some people are pretty concerned about that.
Yeah, and I know I've talked go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so what the city is going to do is they are basically launching a public awareness campaign to educate the public about what is going on and what they can do to have one big voice and show their concerns.
Yeah, and I was going to say is I know some of the folks in Milton, some of their response includes things like, well, the Wellfield Protection Area is not drawn with geological precision. The actual water flow, when it goes down into those spray fields, they think it doesn't go to the Wellfield Protection Area, that it goes back towards the river as that side of things would go. They have questions, I think, about, testing of reclaimed water in Gulf Breeze and things like that. And I think there's a lot more information still to come. But I'm just glad there's information getting put out. Keeping people informed and raising awareness with reliable information, I think, is a vital goal. So you guys also had a story about the homecoming queen crown in Gulf Breeze?
Yeah, so last weekend, the Gulf Breeze High School crowned their 2024 homecoming queen. Her name is Kaylee Medina, and what I like about her is that she is one of the drum majors for the Soundwave Marching Band. So I like whenever they get some attention.
Yeah, no, that's great. Anything else in the paper today we need to be on the lookout for, Melanie?
We've got a lot of really good stories. We have a story about the Tiki Bar over at the Tiger Point Golf Course
okay.
being closed down to regular patrons and only available to golfers. We have something about a 90-year-old lady with Parkinson's disease who meets up with a group every three times a week to box, to do boxing and exercising and stretching and all that good stuff.
You say a 90-year-old chick boxer? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, a 90-year-old boxer with Parkinson's disease. Yep.
But a female, too.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. That's just
very,
not
very
anything
energetic.
I would have expected.
Yeah, I got to go to their one of their boxing meets, and I think we should all do that 3 times a week. It looks like so much fun.
That's great. Well, Melanie Cormody with Gulf Breeze News, thanks for filling in for Lisa today. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Thank you so much. See you in the breeze.
You bet. I was wondering if you're going to say that. That's good. I love it. I feel like we didn't end the interview properly if you don't say that. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you.
A17 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John, you going to go 90-year-old lady boxing?
Why not?
I know, right?
It's like,
it sounds like so much fun.
And then you get your butt kicked,
yeah,
and then you're like, oh, no.
Oh, wow.
I got to deal with Andrew. Still dealing with the accident in Gulf Breeze on East Bay Boulevard and Gulf Breeze Parkway. They're moving that off to the side of the road, but I'm still seeing delays. Also, some major delays. I-10 eastbound as you head from the Pine Forest exit all the way through the construction zone on Highway 29. And even after that, we're seeing about a 15-20 minute delay. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're going to buy or sell a home, one of the key things is you want a real estate agent that's got knowledge, expertise, knows their way around solving the problems, getting you through to closing. That comes from repetition. You know, you got to do it enough to be good at it, right? And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 175 homes last year, more than 120 so far this year. And that just means experience. They've seen it. They've gone through it. They've solved the problem before again and again and again. And look, you know, sometimes real estate agents, they sell a couple of homes a year, 5 homes a year. You know, they know some, but they don't really have that knowledge base that comes from many, many, many times having done it. And one of the things I always think about these days is the effect of house insurance on home sales. You know, not just the price of it. Can you even afford the home? That's a big deal. But also the requirements with house insurance that are now going to be even worse after these last two hurricanes. And, you know, can you even get insurance with the roof that age or with the water heater that age? And then, so if you're buying a home, the person might tell you, you got to replace them. And you might say, well, is that normal? That's why you have a good real estate agent to explain that is normal. You need to do that. Or no, that's not. That's outrageous. You don't need to do that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Bachelorette number one is a mentally abused shut-in from a kingdom far, far away. She likes sushi and hot tubbing anytime. Her hobbies include cooking and cleaning for her two evil sisters. Please welcome Cinderella.
Some good lines in there that I forgot about. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I was sharing this with you earlier, but I think it's just, it was great. I was watching some more of the governor's press conference, the 8:30 update, and he had some fairly interesting things to say. I'm going to go back for just a second to this comment in response to a question being asked by a reporter about the damage assessment.
Some Wall Street analysts predicted that Milton's losses could exceed $50 billion. Does the state have any sort of...
How the hell would a Wall Street analyst be able to know? It's been dark all day. What, you just going to know that you're going to do? I mean, like, give me a break on some of this stuff. They're doing damage assessments now. They always say this or that or whatever. I mean, what I would say is what I said in the original talkers. We had certain worst case scenarios in terms of going into Tampa Bay. A lot of places in Pinellas County, and they had negative storm surge because it sucked the water out of the bay. So in terms of all that, where you'd see the entire Tampa Bay area underwater, that did not happen.
Yeah, that prediction or worry that basically all of Tampa would be a flood wall, right? That didn't manifest itself. But the fact that we didn't get that big storm surge doesn't mean we didn't get damaged. But what's the relationship between like this and Helene and Ian?
Right now, the morning after, if I think back to like Hurricane Ian, I don't think that you're looking at similar amount of damage to Ian. And then with Helene, there may end up being more overall damage. There may not. I don't know. But definitely the surge did not reach Helene levels. I mean, Helene was producing major surge all across the west coast of Florida. And then in the Big Bend, it was just biblical.
And the idea, yeah, which it was really at that time. And then the idea of getting people back to their homes.
Yeah, we have a lot of resources in play here in Florida to be able to mitigate and get people back on their feet and get the state moving again. I think that's what people want. They want to get back in their homes. They want to see the roads clear. They want to see the bridges reopen. And so that's what our sole focus, so that we get people back.
And then I know one of the things that you probably have all seen on TV or on social media was that Tropicana Field looks like, you know, somebody's old umbrella that they left out in too strong of a wind. It didn't just, you know, invert it. It like ripped all the fabric off and left the frame with some of the tatters left on it. You see some of the debris down on the field. That's going to take a while to clean up, obviously. But he was asked about that specifically. Isn't that rated better? Well,
Tropicana Field is a routine staging area for these things. The roof on that is not rated for, I think it's rated for 110 miles an hour. The forecast changes, but as it became clear that there was going to be something of that magnitude that was going to be within the distance, they redeployed them out of Tropicana. So there were no state assets that were in Tropicana Field. I think Duke also removed all their assets as well. The roof is basically, it's like a fabric almost with that. So that was something that we understood and acted accordingly.
And that had been one of our questions, too, is we know that's a staging area and they had personnel in there at one time. But when the wind came in looking like it was going to be more than it was rated for, they did what you do. You move them out. You take them somewhere else. So there were not personnel in there at the time, which is great news to hear. 825 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, I'm seeing about a 10-minute delay associated with that. Also, I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 26, you've got a large wooden crate in the left lane, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
No, you presented that all wrong. Hey, need a crate? Here's where you go. There's one waiting for you. Just looks for like you. It's in fairly good shape. Probably empty, but, you know, contents are yours. you need to think like a garbage picker or like, you know, somebody who goes to flea markets and garage sales and stuff, you know. my people. Which, by the way, you know, there was this really interesting, this is a total side note, but I was watching the City of Milton meeting from the other night, and haven't yet had that audio, although you're going to love it. They were having a conversation about having, like, the bulk debris pickup day was going to be a part of their thing, and people were asking, well, can you put this out? Can you put this out? And the comment was made, one of the nice things about having the bulk debris day is that only some fraction of what people actually put out is going to be left for the trucks in the morning, because all of the scrappers are going to go through and take the stuff they think can be sold somehow or other, and they'll make their money. And the good news is that saves the city from having to take stuff, because there's less of it once they get there. I thought that was an interesting way of thinking about sort of, it's not exactly a public-private cooperative, but it's sort of realizing the fact that, you know, you put stuff out on the curb and the pickers go through and they pick it, and then there's less of it, which is, that's useful, right? That's built-in recycling for profit. David Wayne, unlike the other kind of recycling where we still pay to do it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The top negotiator for more than 30,000 striking Boeing workers says the union is ready to wait out the aircraft company. The machinist union has already been on strike now for about a month after the workers walked out, shutting down production of the 737 MAX, 767, and 777 jets. They want a 40% pay raise. One of the biggest migrant shelters in New York City is going to close in early February. Mayor Eric Adams' office says they plan to close more and more of those shelters as next year goes on, as the number of migrants has dropped by about 15% now that's going into New York City. And Andrew,
I think you misdescribed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Mayor Eric Adams. It's Mayor for now.
Right. I did leave that out.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not an official thing. Like, right. It's not on his door or anything, but I think that's still, that is the title.
I've got a question for you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Do you have a physical alarm clock, or is it just on your phone?
Oh, no, I don't have a wind-up, you know, clangy bell kind of one. I have four old phones. Well, three old phones in my current phone.
But they're all on your phone.
So it's all on my phone, that's right.
You don't have a plug-in type of alarm clock.
No, well, my wife does, actually, on her side. Yeah.
Well, Nintendo has unveiled a new addition to their hardware lineup. It is the Nintendo Alarmo alarm clock, and this is going to be out early next year. You can wake up to the sounds from your favorite classic Nintendo games.
Get up in Zelda, bro.
That's
get up in
right.
Contra, bro. Come on now, Tetris, see me out. I know. I know. That's. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I think it's a little expensive, though, for an alarm clock. It's going to be just about $100.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It seems too much, but, you know.
Well, let me work you around this one. You just record the sounds off of YouTube and put them on your phone, and then your phone can do the same exact thing. If you tell it to use that MP3 as,
well, now that won't be the
right,
official
Right, John, you're our tech
alarm-o.
Expert on phones. Am I wrong?
Right, you're not wrong.
No, so
not
for the wrong. For the very, very low price of free, you can make your own phone do this exact thing. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. Congratulations to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, won Country Music Awards Station of the Year for Small Market yesterday. They were very excited getting the Brothers Osborne calling in to tell them that. And also, we managed to win, fairly decent, like the best award we've ever won. You know, we get all these different awards, right? And I know if you're not in radio, it's hard to make sense of how significant one is. But the National Association of Broadcasters, NAB, the Marconi Awards are like our Oscars. And we were nominated for Best Station of the Year for Medium Market. Why they're small and we're medium, I still don't know. But we're up against all other formats, you know, hip-hop, country, rock, and talk. And we won Best Station of the Year for Medium-Sized Market by the NAB. It's a Marconi. It's the first one like this that we have ever won in our entire history. So kind of a big day for us. Wouldn't be possible without y'all. Thank you so much for listening.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. Daylight view of the damage from Hurricane Milton. Significant but not worst-case scenario, says Governor Ron DeSantis. More than 3 million customers without power across Florida. After the Category 3 landfall at Siesta Key on the Gulf Coast, there are casualties. This morning's high tide brings river flooding to Tampa. And across the state to the Space Coast in Jacksonville, extreme wind and rain damage, roofs torn off. After 100 tornadoes in a day, St. Lucie County Sheriff Keith Pearson.
There's hundreds of houses that are just destroyed. Anything that was in the path of these multiple tornadoes, our deputies are on the scene. We were out. I was in a patrol car watching cars getting split off of I-95 as these multiple tornadoes came through.
First responders securing scenes all over after Milton tore the roof off a mass staging area, Tropicana Field. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. It is 68 degrees. The sun shining on a beautiful Thursday morning here in Pensacola. Escambia County's got a team leaving today, heading to Sarasota County to assist with storm recovery. And another team was already on the ground last night.
We did have a team that stayed in Levy County and helped that county out for duration of the storm. They were low on staffing levels and needed some help. So Travis Tompkins and Leah Helton went over there and helped them through the storm and rode the storm out. And report last night was they were faring very well. They had the offshore flow in Cedar Key. That's the Cedar Key area they were responsible for. And because of that offshore flow, they weren't seeing the storm surge values go up. So he thinks that they should be demobbing today and probably get recasting. They go somewhere even further south to help out for another week.
Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore and Escambia County also opened up the Pensacola Bay Center for evacuees who came to Pensacola, and there were a handful of people who stayed there last night as well. And there's thousands of other people that are getting ready to help after Hurricane Milton made landfall yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis said that state, local, and national units are all on standby to be deployed wherever they are needed today as the search and recovery and cleanup operations all begin. That includes hundreds of soldiers from the Florida State Guard, 5,000-plus soldiers from the Florida National Guard, and over 1,600 people from the Florida State Fire Marshal's Office, FDLE, also directing about 500 law enforcement officers from outside of Florida. A couple of house fires last night and the day before in Escambia County home damaged overnight. A fire was reported about 4 o'clock this morning on Queen Away off of North Palafox. Multiple crews responded there. They got that taken care of within a half an hour. An investigation ongoing in that case. Another fire last night, and that one on Michael Drive in Pensacola. The fire was reported about 5 p.m. One person was taken to the hospital. No update on their current condition. Escambia Fire Rescue says that fire was started because of an issue with their clothing dryer. A teen girl's charged with making a school threat in Escambia County this week. Deputies say they received a tip about that threat. It was made on Snapchat against the Success Academy on Weimert Road. The girl was arrested and now faces a charge of making a threat to harm. She'll also face disciplinary action from the school district. And an inmate at the Escambia County Jail is accused of violently attacking her cellmate and biting off a portion of her eyebrow. Now, this happened last Friday. Officials say 27-year-old Asia Harvey had been cellmates with another woman for several days when she began, quote, acting irrationally. Harvey reportedly threw toilet water on the woman, pulled her hair, assaulted her, then bit her arm and face, and apparently bit off a chunk of her eyebrow. Correctional officers separated the women. Harvey now faces aggravated battery charges for that attack. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing?
Well, we've got a couple of accidents to let you know about, but traffic is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. The first one is Highway 29 is shut down due to what appears to be a traffic accident just north of Kim Strand Road by the Burger King. And then we have another accident, University Parkway and East 9 Mile Road. That's a vehicle crash with roadblock and starting to see some delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound, you're seeing just some minor delays between Pine Forest and Highway 29 exit as you go through that construction zone. Other than that, we're doing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine today, a little bit on the cooler side for the morning. 65 degrees waking up, 85 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping the sunshine around on that Friday, high near 82 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. On Saturday, temperatures warming up near 78 degrees with a low near 61. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and we do have a beautiful morning right now. Sunshine, 67 degrees reported in Pensacola. It is 64 in Gulf Breeze and 68 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets are down. The Dow is down by 100 points at 42,411. S&P down just over 15.5 points at 5,776. NASDAQ down 67 points at 18,223. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting were released yesterday. Investors keeping an eye out for the thought process after the central bank cut interest rates last month for the first time in several years. Yesterday's reveal showed a substantial majority of participants favored that rate cut. Amazon's expanding its national pharmacy network next year. The retail giant said on Wednesday that it's using its vast logistics network to improve access to affordable medications, which would include adding 20 new pharmacies to the network in 2025. They say by the end of next year, half of Amazon's customers would be eligible for same-day delivery of prescription medications. And Tesla, with a big reveal on the way, they're going to be unveiling their robo-taxi today. That event happening at Warner Brothers Discovery Movie Studio in Burbank, California. It is 8:37. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low-tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got one for today that is kind of a, once you get going on the topic, you won't be able to stop and you'll want to say all of them that you think of. But here's my question for the day. What is your best or favorite trilogy plus movies? And by trilogy plus, I mean, like, if there's been eight of them, that counts. Okay, but there has to have been at least three. So what is your best favorite trilogy plus movie series? 437-1620, 437-1620. I have a limited selection of music to accompany some of these. We'll see if I can. I've tried to pre-plan a little bit for this, but three or more movies, what's your favorite? What's the ones that come to mind? And there's a lot of these, by the way. Once you start thinking about it, you realize, oh, my God, there are a lot more that I hadn't thought of before. John, do you have anything that comes to mind for you?
The first thing that popped in my mind is Star Wars.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a classic. You know, 10, 11, 12 verging on movies now, let alone all of the spinoffs on TV, the animated, all that stuff, right? You know, yeah, Star Wars clearly qualifies. It's a good answer. It's a simple answer. You have another one? Pops in your head? 437-1620.
We were talking about Shrek earlier, so.
Okay, all right. I don't have
that's
music
been
for
stuck
Shrek
in my
so.
Head. I know.
Donkey. so, again, you know, what's your favorite? What's the best one out there if you had to just vote for just the one? 437-1620. All right, somebody says this would be it. How many Rockies have there been now? It's like 84? I forget. I lost track. But yeah, Rocky, definitely. And. Some of them were not meant as originally, right? They were originally just the one, and then nobody thought that would be good, and then it turns out to be fantastic, and then two, and then three, and whatever. Let's see. Rocky's one. Well, Game of Thrones is not a movie. That's a TV series. So I have to disqualify you out of category. Sorry. You go home. Somebody... Lord of the Rings, the original actual movie, is not what the follow-up ones or The Hobbit or any of that kind of stuff. Now, do you mean the old animated? No, you probably mean like the first set of movies by the Peter Jackson is probably what you mean. 437-1620. Oh, this is an interesting answer. I wouldn't have even known this was one until the other day. The Evil Dead series. And I say I wouldn't have known that because I recorded, what's the third one? It's got a totally different name. I recorded it and didn't realize it was the third in that series. And then I went to watch it. I'm like, oh, A, I do not want to watch this because I can't stand Sam Raimi. Second of all, it's the third of a series I haven't seen any of, so I'm out. But, Attack of the... No, it's the one where he goes back in time to the Middle Ages with the chainsaw or whatever. I just can't. It doesn't matter. Army of Darkness is the name of it. Somebody says, oh, this is a good one. Toy Story. It's one you don't think of right away. But
you're
what,
right.
Four right now? Toy Story movies? Oh, and they're so good. They really are really, really good. Original Star Wars, fair enough. In fact, Star Wars would enter this category multiple times, right? First trilogy, second trilogy. Don't talk about that one. Third trilogy. Oh, yes, Harry Potter, which is... 8, 7? Because you got to add the two. I've seen them so many times. My boys used to love that. This is definitely a classic that you might not think of right away. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Yeah, Back to the Future is a trilogy, right? So that's a very good answer to the question. 437-1620. Question of the day is, what's your favorite movie trilogy plus? Three or more, and that would qualify for it. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, we're still dealing with an accident northbound Highway 29. There's a traffic accident. A truck actually rolled over just north of Kim Strand Road by the Burger King, and they're also saying Tate Road. So just be advised at that. Other than that, I-10's flowing smoothly. I-110 looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the text. Answer the question. What's your favorite trilogy plus movie series? Has to be a minimum of three, but it could be as many as Police Academy. you know, whatever your answer is. Somebody else says Back to the Future. It's a very good answer. Oh, yeah. No, this is definitely a classic in the category. However... can we say, if only it would have stopped after three? If only they would have not made anything after The Last Crusade, the whole world would have been just better, really, and less tarnished. 437-1620. Oh, John Wick, that's a good answer. All right. How do I not have music available for this? Let me look real quick here and see if I can. I'm going to fakey this one because it's not going to be the movie version. It's going to be the TV version. No, it is. I do have the movie version. Okay. And gosh, we just watched all of these. We've been on a Tom Cruise kick. We've been watching all the Tom Cruise movies. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. We just watched Losing It. Some of his early movies, they're not good. 437-1620, Mission Impossible, Back to the Future, any Clint Eastwood, although, well, this is fair because all of his movies are just one movie, right? But the Dirty Harry series would qualify, or the Fistful of Dollars series would be a really good example of the Man with No Name series is actually three movies. That's good. Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, fantastic answer. Love that answer. That's a lot of really good movies. Somebody else says the Equalizer movies. Okay, true. That's a trilogy. Now they got just three. Indiana Jones, Planet of the Apes. Oh, yes, but the original, please. Not the new ones. The originals. Come on. Come on. Join me. Join me in this. Come back to the originals. How to Train Your Dragon. Oh, good point. Right. Highlander? Highlander's not a trilogy, is it? There's Highlander 2. I don't think there was a third. Or do they just mean there can be only one, like a... All right, I see what you... 437-1620, Jaws. Somebody says the reason my wife won't swim in the Gulf. Somebody else says several Mission Impossible votes. Oh, the Santa Claus. Okay, see, I don't think about some of these I don't want to say off-brand, but, slightly different category. Police Academy. Star Trek is another good one. Alien. Oh, there's been, six or seven, especially if you allow the combo crossovers, like with Predator. Okay, there's been a lot of alien movies. Oh, Naked Gun, yes, 1, 2, and 3.5, right? Or 3 1/3, sorry. Toy Story, correct, love that answer. Let's see, what is this one? Fast and Furious. 10 now, right? 10? I think 10 Fast and Furious movies? And, this is a person after my own heart. Yes, the Batman Dark Knight. Now, you have, how many Batman movies have we had all across the world? But yes, the Batman, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. Oh, yeah, fabulous movies. The Godfather, good example. Gonna make you an offer, can't refuse. Come on, you have to. don't ask me about my business. James Bond, like another Dirty Harry, Indiana Jones. James Bond is a good answer. You don't think about that one because it's different actors, but clearly that definitely qualifies. Die Hard. Oh, that's a good answer. I wasn't even thinking about that one. Airplane. They texted an airport, but they meant airplane. Has there been three airplane movies? I thought there's only two. I could be wrong. I might have missed the third one. Despicable Me. Twilight. Oh, yes. Mad Max. Road Warrior. Thunderdome. Furiosa. Fury Road. All of these are very good answers. There was a couple that it took me a minute to think of them because they didn't kind of come to me right away. But Friday the 13th, we're coming up on Halloween. Your Halloween movies. A lot of your horror movies have had many sequels. Do you count the Marvel? I mean, that's 48 movies now. So there's been a lot of those. Oceans 11, 12, and 13. Okay. The Mariachi sequence with Desperado Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Men in Black is another trilogy you don't think so much about. Guardians of the Galaxy. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End. Maze Runner, Hunger Games, Divergent. How about Jason Bourne? Right? I mean, these are secrets. You don't think about these. And this, I'm going to probably end with this one. Somebody texted in Lethal Weapon. Excellent answer. Love that. And First Blood, Rambo, and other versions of Rambo 3, 4, 5, although the fifth one was terrible. 850 here on News Radio 92.3. There you go. That's your question of the day. What's your favorite trilogy plus of movies? Yeah, that's what I want to leave with. If you're thinking about getting a new career or a degree or, maybe university not quite ready for, but you want to go to a college or because the kind of degree that's offered by Pensacola State College is exactly what you need, or if you're in high school, and you want to do dual enrollment and get college credit while you get high school credit for no cost, dual enrollment is an amazing program. I mean, I wish, we didn't have that when I was a kid, but my kids have taken great advantage of that, both of them going to university with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. And as homeschool students, it was a nice sort of transition for them to university, getting some classroom experience and dealing with teachers and all that kind of stuff. So it's been great for them. And my third one is at PSC now. And Pensacola State College has all kinds of resources and options and things to help you. Campuses in Pensacola, of course, Warrenton, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs, and they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert.
This is not going to be an opportunity for folks to take advantage of people. If you think you're going to go in and loot, you got another thing coming. You go into somebody's house after the storm passes, think that you're going to be able to commit crimes. You're going to get in really serious trouble. And quite frankly, you don't know what's behind that door in a Second Amendment state.
So I don't ever mind the tough talk, especially when kind of addressing the would-be looters, at least two of which have already been arrested after the storm. You know, we'll find out more, I'm sure, as time goes on. But just as a reminder, and I don't tell you this because I think looters don't deserve whatever they get. I just want you to know the law. If you are a gun owner and, you know, it's fine to put up a sign or plywood that says you loot, we shoot. It is not fine to actually shoot, though. You can say it. You can't actually do it. Unless somebody is threatening your life or limb or the life or limb, serious bodily injury is the technical standard, for you or somebody else, you are not allowed to use deadly force against them. And using a gun is deadly force. So, you know, it might feel like the kind of thing where somebody deserves to be executed. We might all collectively agree that in our dream land, you would execute looters on the spot and hang them up by the tree to show other people what not to do. But legally, when it actually comes to you getting in trouble, you would get in trouble and you would go to jail for an awful long time. That's some degree of homicide, depending on. So, you know, stealing property does not put somebody eligible for the death penalty, unfortunately. 8:57. Although the governor did go on to say something right after that, and we'll get to it in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We have a vehicle crash with injuries we're still dealing with and roadblock on Highway 29 in Tate Road. Over in Cantonment, the roadway is blocked. They're trying to flip over that overturned truck. Other than that, I-10 I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Back to Governor DeSantis. This was actually yesterday.
So, do not try to take advantage of people who are suffering because of the results of this storm. That goes for Helene continually, but then, of course, that will be the case of, for Milton. I know we've already brought a lot of people, held people accountable in post-Helene, and we will be very swift across all levels of government to throw the book at people. And, of course, when you make these bad decisions, you're opening yourself up to response from property owners who may be inside that house.
Right. And I suppose, in fairness, what you might say is, even if what they're doing they shouldn't be doing, they're the ones with the gun and you're the ones with the, you know, the hammer and the bag. You know, and you get what you get, right? 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. You know, we haven't had a chance to do any of the... There's been all kinds of other news out there, but of course, with the Hurricane Milton, we've been focused on that. I do want to give a gaffer a chance to gaff, though. Tim Walz, you may have heard of him. He is the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic ticket, running with Kamala Harris. He was on Kimmel two nights ago, I think.
And this is kind of the situation we're in, but I said, for me, being an eternal optimist, I always say that. I supervise a high school lunchroom. You're an optimist or you're dead. And I loved it. But this idea that, look, we get to turn the page on that. And I plan on waking up on November 6th with Madam President. And that then that will be.
This should be. You what now? What was that you said?
I plan on waking up on November 6th with Madam President.
I just want to be. I want to be clear, you won't be waking up together. No, unless you guys have gotten closer than we thought.
I have a problem about not being specific with my language, so thank you for that. Specifically right.
Well, you know, what's that term they use in psychology? The Freudian slip, saying what you really wish could be true, but... your rational mind, you know, the superego and the ego tell you you shouldn't say things like that out loud.
I plan on waking up on November 6th with Madam President.
Okay. Party at the Emhoffs. 8:59 News Radio. Keys in the bowl. 8:59. Come on now. See, this is the, you know, we obviously have to cover the storm and everything about the storm, but... I do sort of miss some of the other stuff we don't get as much chance to do when we're in the middle of a tens of billions of dollars in lives lost, you know, storm affecting the whole state.